In Serbia today, tens of thousands of anti-government protesters marched peacefully through Belgrade and other cities for the 9th consecutive day. The demonstrations have gained momentum since opposition victories in municipal elections were annulled 10 days ago. Opposition parties have vowed to continue their protests until President Slobodan Milosevic honors the election results. Today, they boycotted a third round of voting ordered by the regime. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Belgrade.
In the Serbian capital, the day of marches began at noon when tens of thousands of students braved blistering cold and sleet. They took to the streets to the sound of rock music and carried banners with the names of all the departments of the University of Belgrade. Students and many professors are on strike in solidarity with the opposition parties, which won 15 out of 18 of the biggest cities and towns, representing 60% of the Serbian population. Milan, a tall young man, said Milosevic's move to annul the opposition victories is the first time the Serbian leader has been seen as a loser, and that it does not matter whether the opposition coalition represents a viable alternative.
Most of these people do not care who will come as an alternative. They just want change. We are not fighting for somebody, for an individual, just to finally get rid of him. Most of the people don't think about who's the alternative. People that are here think he's so bad that everybody else is better.
These demonstrations have been the biggest since 1991, when Milosevic ordered tanks into the streets of Belgrade to brutally silence the protests. But Milan believes that this time it's the beginning of the end for Milosevic.
But you think this end will be a violent one?
I think he went too far in every possible way, and I don't think this guy will go peacefully. Nobody in Belgrade can envision him as a pensioner having coffee in this city.
Milosevic has been silent throughout the protests, but police, one of the pillars of his grip on power, have been on the sidelines since the demonstrations began. And Milosevic has used his tight control of the broadcast media to black out all news of the protests, which are continuing also in other Serbian cities long considered Milosevic strongholds. And contrary to 1991, when only students and intellectuals took to the streets, the protesters now include factory workers, elderly women, and pensioners, who until recently were part of Milosevic's bedrock constituency. But these are also the people who have suffered the most from 3.5 years of sanctions, which have devastated the Serbian economy. And these demonstrations have been totally devoid of the nationalist symbols that were present at Serbian rallies in recent years. This afternoon, the protesters repeated what has become a daily ritual, pelting government buildings and TV headquarters with eggs. But there were also signs of mounting anger as some demonstrators smashed dozens of windows with rocks. Zoran Djindjic, who has emerged as the rising star of the opposition, appeared at a fourth-story window and asked the crowd to refrain from violence, but to continue the street protests every day until, he said, the chain breaks and the ice melts. Serbia, he added, is being defended here. But opposition leaders are angered by what they perceive as the West's support for Milosevic as guarantor of the Dayton peace process in Bosnia and its lukewarm criticism of his electoral manipulation. Opposition spokesman Ilija Dukic says without international pressure, it will be more difficult to achieve the opposition's goal of bringing about democratic change in Serbia.
Well, look here, we are quite aware that what is to be done in here rests on our shoulders. It's our job. We have to do it. But help and understanding of the international community, particularly of the countries which are guaranteeing the security, stability, and peace in this part of Europe after Dayton is very important.
Many analysts say that the broad spectrum of the protests, which for the first time unites intellectuals and poorly paid workers, is the biggest challenge the Milosevic regime has ever faced and risks undermining his image as the guarantor of stability and peace in this volatile region. This is Silvia Poggioli in Belgrade.